Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius. Their superpower, really, that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, well, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to take in lots of information and data and pull out meaningful insights to create a clear marketing message and strategy so that her clients can achieve their revenue goals. So I'm super excited to introduce Christy Holden. So Christy is a marketing consultant and strategist specializing in helping tech and software companies position their value in a way prospects understand. Now, before starting her consulting business, she was VP of marketing at a software company where she helped them scale to multiple seven figures in annual recurring revenue. And she now uses those lessons to help small tech companies grow. Well, welcome, Christy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping those smaller tech and software companies really get out there in a big way through their marketing. And there's a lot going on out there in those marketplaces. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the great work you're doing.
Thanks.
So, Christy, always top of mind question for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own consulting practice?
Yeah, great question. It's hard to identify like the exact tipping point, but I had been thinking about starting my own consulting firm for about a year before I actually did it. And I think part of it was the pandemic. A lot of businesses had to learn and adapt how to market themselves online. And so I had some friends of mine who own businesses that were kind of coming to me for advice, and that kind of I think just encouraged me to feel more confident in taking that leap. There's a person in my family that I cut off communication with, and after doing that, I think within 2 weeks was when I felt confident enough and kind of free enough to make that decision to quit my company and start my business full time.
Yeah, interesting. So it, you know, you obviously were very successful within the corporation you were working for. But sounds like you always had that desire to take your own ideas and turn them into your own business. So yeah, that's great. I really admire that. So I think I heard you say, but exactly how long have you had your own consulting firm? And, has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
So I've been doing this full time for 6 months. I'm in my sixth month, so not even a full 6 months. I think my mission is the same. Like, I've always wanted to help startups. I really like working with smaller startups that are kind of in the new or early stage and kind of like rooting for the underdog, so to speak. But I think the way like my business model and kind of exactly who I'm targeting has kind of evolved, but that mission to help startups to scale their businesses has always
That's
remained.
been the focus. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, especially coming from such a large corporation that was, you were helping them scale to multiple seven figures to really take those lessons learned and those skills and really the vision that you have from working within that type of a corporation and take it to those startups is huge. That's a huge value. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yeah, me getting in my own way. I think the biggest thing has just been confidence and kind of getting over imposter syndrome, which I hear so many consultants and coaches and new entrepreneurs struggle with. Like, even there's someone that I mastermind with, and she's had her business for multiple years now. And it's interesting hearing someone who struggles with the same things that I do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, can you share maybe a technique or something that you've used that has helped you to, you know, go past that imposter syndrome? Because obviously you're coming to the table with quite the extensive expertise, you know, having created such success for the previous company you're working for. So what were you able to do that helped you work through the imposter syndrome?
Mm-hmm. There were a couple of things. Definitely getting a coach early on was helpful. I'm in a group program with a coach. And part of that is just kind of surrounding myself with like-minded people. There's a lot of other entrepreneurs and consultants within that program, mostly women. And it's comforting to hear that we're all kind of struggling with the same thing. But to get over that, part of it is, you know, acknowledging and being aware of it and talking about it and kind of learning that you're not the only one that experiences that. And other things that I've done have been, I think a big thing was kind of writing out a list of times when I felt I wasn't really sure what I was doing, but figured it out and was successful anyway. And that kind of helps build up that mental, like having these concrete examples of, you know, I've felt that before, I've been there, I've pushed past it, worked through it, kind of building up that confidence that way.
Right. The evidence that you really do have the expertise, and that those little voices in your head are probably just, you know, they're not really founded on any sort of facts. So yeah, that's great. I love that. So
exactly.
And Christy, you're obviously an expert at helping small tech and software companies really stand out in their market. And so they can convey the value of their products and services to their prospective clients. But I'm curious here, how do you feel about the client enrollment, or, you know, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, 100%. I love the marketing aspect, and like, I'm confident marketing myself.
Right.
I felt so terrified and petrified the first time, and the first few sales calls or strategy calls that I did at first. I felt so uncomfortable even saying my price out loud. That was really uncomfortable for me, which is kind of funny because at the last company I worked at, I was overseeing sales, and the position or the company I worked at before, I was doing sales. I've done cold calling. I've done working with clients on the showroom and kind of helping build and increase conversion rate on demos within the company I worked at. But selling a product is very different than selling yourself. And there's a lot of self-confidence issues that come up and self-doubt that comes up in the selling process. So that's for sure been a challenge for me.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand. You're definitely not alone in those types of feelings as far as the difference between presenting another company's products or services and conveying the value of that versus, okay, now it's me, you know, I'm the consultant and this is the work I'm doing. And it comes down to a few different things. One is mindset. Obviously, when I support my clients, it's always mindset and then the offer, you know, and how do you deliver the outcomes, you know? And so it's mindset, offer, and process. And of course the process comes into the offer, but yeah, I'd be happy to give you maybe an insight or two that could support you in gaining definitely more confidence in those types of a situation, if you'd like.
Yes, please. Open to any advice.
All right. So, you know, it's interesting to me to think that the people, your potential clients, are startup companies. So they're probably wrestling with, you know, okay, so we're trying to create something new here, and we're taking something innovative into the marketplace. And they probably have a few self-doubts about some of the things that they're bringing forward, or that, you know, it's very innovative, no doubt. And a startup company has all sorts of things going against them. And so for you to remember that the company that you worked for had such a big presence in the market, and the skills and the insights and the vision that you gained by working for them is just so monumentally beyond what these startup companies can even comprehend. I think the thing that is going to really help you lean into your expertise is when you're talking with your potential clients, it's very important to establish that similar kind of credibility or expertise around your skills, because that's usually what causes entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants to waver a bit in that they don't really lean into or convey what really has made them an expert, or what skills or the years of doing something, for instance, in the role that you held, multiple seven figures of revenue, recurring revenue. I mean, right there, just understanding that is impressive. And I think some of the things that go on for newer entrepreneurs or consultants, coaches, is that we know so well the skills that we have, and we kind of take it for granted. And so when you're talking to a potential client, it's easy for us to just say, oh yeah, I did this and I did that. It really wasn't that big a deal, but it really was. And to understand that compared to the person that you're offering your services to, that type of track record is huge. It's monumental. And so that whole element of just accepting and leaning into your expertise and just telling yourself that the work that I do is worthy of whatever rate you have, because you worked at another company that was hiring you. And just think of the responsibility that you had at that company in terms of delivering marketing strategies. They have a whole lot more at stake, right, at that higher level of market presence, mm-hmm. Versus a startup company. And they're still in the process of fine tuning and maybe bringing more products or services to the market. And so they're in that real launch phase. And so if you present in your strategy session or your conversation what you have been able to do for other companies, that is, that's more than enough. And just understanding that people will be impressed or, believe in your expertise through that. It's not necessarily your track record, because you're just starting out on your own, but it's the delivery of the results that you've been able to do for the other corporation. So does that make sense in terms of transferring that expertise right into this work? Because the knowledge is the knowledge, it's regardless of whether you were working for another company or now you're working for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure it does. And it's funny, because even like the first masterclass that I did to generate some more clients, I didn't even mention that I helped the company scale to multiple seven figures in revenue. Right. I was just so focused on, we did this campaign or these type of results and these types of optimizations. And it is so easy to forget and kind of just take for granted mm-hmm. past experiences and past, successes. And right. Yeah.
Because it's just something that you just did. And that's what, your life was all about. So, but it is really impressive. And it does speak to your expertise, when you do share some of that, those results that you were able to produce, whether it was for another company or now you as an individual consultant. So mm-hmm. yeah, that just really leaning into that and owning that past expertise and not even questioning the fact that, but now I'm working just as a consultant, just myself. And that's really irrelevant, because you have the same skills and expertise now that you did then. In fact, you probably have more, because now you're being a little bit more, looking at things in a little bit different lens. So yeah, hopefully that'll help move the needle. I'd love to hear how that rolls out in your next conversation with a potential client. So be sure to let me know.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And Christy, I'm curious here, we've just been through almost 2 years, I guess, 22 months of the pandemic. And the pandemic had a huge impact on people working remotely, you know, the internet became pretty much the lifeline for so many businesses. And in my mind, software, tech, those businesses probably really saw a huge demand in maybe innovation or products or services. So can you speak a little bit to the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Yeah, definitely. I think it definitely what you're saying is definitely true and in the right track. Like a lot of tech companies, I think, are seeing more growth because of the pandemic. A lot more businesses are online. But there definitely have been challenges because of the pandemic that tech startups are facing now, one of which being just more and more tech companies starting. So being able to stand out against all the other competition.
Right.
It's also really challenging for hiring because more employees are working remote now. So it's getting harder and harder to attract top talent when companies and in different countries are able to now compete in your kind of area and take up these engineers. It's tough for hiring.
Right.
And also because of the pandemic, I've read and kind of heard that it's been tougher to get funding as well for tech startups because some of these VCs are kind of tightening up a bit. So it's for the new ones that are starting and kind of relying, or we're hoping to be able to rely on funding, that's getting tougher.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine that with the demands on just innovation to support this shift that's been occurring for the past 22 months in terms of lots of businesses doing their work through the internet, as well as lots of new innovation that's going on for solutions, that kind of thing. I can imagine that it's really become competitive out there. So somebody with your expertise is in high demand, I would think. So, well, Christy, how do you work with tech startups who want to, you know, make a big splash and differentiate themselves in their market and grow their businesses? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I use the jobs to be done methodology. It's the same framework and methodology that QuickBooks and Netflix and Uber use to innovate and scale. But I use it from the marketing perspective. But then it also kind of translates into product innovation. And it's this whole idea that people hire products to do a job for them. So if you can uncover and understand what is the job that they're needing your product to do for them, you can more clearly communicate that value to them. And then also find out these insights, not just to how to position your product and how to message your product, but also how to then build, you know, a better narrative and use that for demos so that you have higher converting demos. And then also to kind of focus and prioritize your roadmap and feature set. And I really love it because it puts the customer at the center of your business, whether it's from the marketing, sales, or product perspective, and really gets companies closer to their customer. It's like, instead of just using surveys or actually talking to your either existing customers or prospective customers. And that's the framework that I use to help with my clients, because a lot of tech companies think that the way to stand out in the market is to talk about all the different features that they have that their competitors don't have.
Right.
But all that does is just further confuse the buyer, because they don't really understand, well, what is this product? Like, what are these features? What do they mean? Do I even need them? So it's being able to take all that and communicate it in a way that your buyer understands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is super important, because if you don't, it doesn't matter how many features there are. If the potential client doesn't understand them, it doesn't mean anything. So
exactly. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And that is, you know, one of the things that's so critical in selling, period, is because the potential client doesn't know what they don't know. So so when you develop this approach, is this something that this other company that you worked with in utilized, or have you created this since then?
So I learned about jobs to be done when I was working at Market Circle, the company that I was VP of marketing.
Okay.
And that I learned about it through a couple different books. And there are a couple thought leaders in the space that use it, and the companies that I mentioned that had used it. Mm-hmm. And we then kind of went on a mission to apply that framework and that methodology to the entire company. And like the book that I kind of learned about it through then became mandatory reading for every employee in the company. And I saw how much it transformed the business, not just marketing and being able to position the product and message the value. I saw how then we were getting more qualified leads, and then how the sales team had an easier time converting these leads.
Nice.
So we saw higher conversion, and then it really transformed the product and how we kind of focused on what to build within the app to help users be able to onboard themselves and see that value faster in the product, and then also an ongoing kind of long-term product roadmap. Nice. Help with that as well. So it completely transformed the business.
Yeah. Sounds like it is really quite a different approach other than, you know, what the normal marketing approach is. So, which leans into your zone of genius, right? That ability to take complex data information and reposition it into something that is clear and easily understood. So yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners learn more about this great work that you're doing?
So I'm pretty active on social media, on LinkedIn and Instagram. So you can find me on there by just searching my name, Kristie Holden, Kristie, K-R-I-S-T-I-E, because nobody knows how to spell it properly.
There are a few different variations of Kristie. So, okay. So on Instagram, Kristie Holden, and do you have a website as well, or is Instagram the main avenue?
Yep. I've got a website. It's kristieholden.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I also, if people are interested, I offer like a free consultation also to see if it's like a good fit, but I like really just kind of being able to give back to the community and just kind of share some advice and direction for people. Cause a lot of people that kind of reach out to me and want to book a consultation are very upfront that they may not have money to hire me, or maybe not right now, but just kind of having someone to bounce around ideas with.
Right. Okay. So that's Instagram, and that's Kristie Holden, K-R-I-S-T-I-E-H-O-L-D-E-N. And your website, kristieholden.com, and they can navigate through and find a place to schedule a free consultation with you, correct?
Yep. And I'm also pretty active on LinkedIn. If you just search my name.
Oh, LinkedIn as well. Okay. Fantastic. All right, Kristie. Well, you know, you've shared already some really great insights about, you know, the work that you're doing and how you've been creating a difference. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been through that. The first 3 months, I was kind of questioning everything. Like, should I just go and get a full-time job? Like, should I even be doing this business? I think the best advice I would recommend is to get a coach and have a community, because mm-hmm. having a coach helps you navigate those self-doubts, and whether it's figuring out the strategy, a lot of it really is just the mindset though. And having a community to lean on, a support system, people that have been through and experienced what you're experiencing and all that self-doubt and questioning.
Right.
And just makes it easier to navigate when you have that community and that support behind you.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's great advice. Yeah. Get a coach, because obviously they have the vision and the expertise that you can just, you know, lean into instead of trying to figure things out yourself, and having that support through others that are maybe going through the same situation. So yeah, I love that. That's great advice. So thank you for sharing that, Kristie. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your role of VP of marketing at a very large prominent corporation to now this impactful work that you're doing as a marketing consultant and strategist, helping tech and software companies position their value in a way that prospects understand and get excited about. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kristie Holden through LinkedIn or Instagram. That's Christy Holden is her handle. Or you can find her on the web, christyholden.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Christy Holden. And as always, here's to your success.